Final round of locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 as we now talk Perry LeCompton. It's brought to you by First State Bank, and we're joined by the head coach, that is Mike Paramore. Coach, it's been a long ride, and we're finally to the end of the season. We got the start of the playoffs coming up this week, and we'll dive into the matchup here in just a little bit and what went on last week as well. But just hard to believe we're at this point. What's this season been like, and what's kind of the overall takeaways from the 8 weeks we've gone through?
It is amazing how fast it goes, and we talk about that with our kids, especially the seniors. You know, you enjoy this because it's gonna happen quick. And you wait and seem so long till you get that first game, and all of a sudden you're staring it down, and you're at the end of the season, and it's just ripped on by. But it's been a tough year on us a little bit. I mean, we battled a lot of injuries. We were very inconsistent with who our offensive line was. I'm just to give an example of where we were with injuries. We took till this past week to play the same guys 2 weeks in a row on the offensive line, just had that consistency. So we battled some injuries, but really proud of how our kids have played extremely hard. Our schedule was an excellent schedule, obviously playing in the Big Seven and Hayden in the district, and feel like our kids have gone through a lot and now are starting to play pretty good football.
Yeah, even at Atchison into that schedule, a team that's undefeated in 4A as well. Team goes 3-5 and 3-3 in Big Seven league play, and you guys are at least coming off that nice win last week. You close out the season 46-8 victory over Royal Valley. So how nice is it kind of getting a win like that heading into this week?
That's good. It built a little momentum, and it was, home game for our seniors. So it was senior night, and we wanted to send them out the right way. And they came out, and we played with a lot of emotion, and it was very pleased that, both offense, defense executed really well. We got a defensive score early, and just like the way we performed. Played with a lot of energy, a lot of confidence, and feel like we're in a pretty good position now to start playing next week.
Do you feel like this was one of the more challenging schedules? We talk about the Big Seven year in and year out. It's always difficult, but then you add a team like Hayden in the district and then Atchison, the way they performed this year. Was this one of the more challenging schedules you've had to go through?
It's pretty deep, yeah. I mean, there's really no nights off for you, and you got to make sure you're prepared. I think it's I'm a firm believer. You play good people. We don't want to dodge anybody. We've always felt that with our program. And if we're going to be a good program year in and year out, you got to go play good people, and you got to beat good people, and you got to understand what it takes on Friday night to go beat those kind of teams and compete with those kind of teams. So definitely love that schedule. And is it rough? Yeah, it's rough, but wouldn't want it any other way.
It'll certainly get you ready for the postseason, and it will start this week for Perry LeCompton as they travel to Bishop Ward. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our conversation with Mike Paramore, Perry LeCompton head coach, presented by First State Bank. Our final round of locker room chats here for the football season in 2022 as we're getting set for the playoff matchups this week. And Coach, Perry LeCompton, your team is off to Bishop Ward. This is a team that finished second in District 3 behind undefeated Wellsville. They're a 6-2 squad. They've got notable wins this year over Olpie. That was back in week number 2. Olpie, one of the best teams in 1A. They've also got wins over the likes of Baldwin, Santa Fe Trail, KC Turner. Their two losses, Frontenac, who made the 3A title game a year ago, and then Wellsville, as we mentioned, an undefeated squad. So how much do you know about this Bishop Ward team, and what kind of ball game do you expect this week?
Yeah, we've played them quite a bit over the past. They were in our district last 2 years, and you go back to our days in the KVL, and playing at Bishop Ward or playing at Bishop Ward was always going to be a head knocker. It's a tough place to play up there, and Coach Doug has done a great job. He's he's got that program going the right way, and he's hard-nosed, and he's old school, and those kids play hard for him. They're pretty athletic on both sides of the ball. Their defensive front brings a lot of challenges. They're very quick, they're very active in what they're doing, so from an offensive standpoint, we're going to have to make sure we block well at the point of attack and see if we can get to the second level. And then just slowing them down what they do offensively. Got a quarterback that swings it pretty good. He's got some weapons. Their tailbacks, he's tough, but he changes direction. And a good football player. So we got our hands full.
You said you're obviously there's familiarity with them, playing them in years past, them being in the district. in recent years. Is there a team you can kind of compare them to in the league, in the Big Seven, what they do maybe schematically or maybe just some tendencies that they may have?
They've spread a little bit. It's kind of hard to compare. They're probably maybe closest to what Riverside does, where they spread you out, got some nice backs, and do some things. So they're pretty balanced in what they're doing. So I think just our schedule helps prepare going to those kind of games. You know, I think we can make sure we defend the run and have to be really good in what we're doing there and tackle well, because he can make you miss in a hurry and then turn a 2-yard run into about a 25-yard run. So we're going to make sure it's solid on the defensive side of the ball.
Mentioned defense, obviously sounds like a big key, but a few other keys in this one, and what's it going to take to get a win and move on to next week?
Well, I got to keep just doing what we do. I mean, we came out to the practice this week, and you know, for us, this is what we do. We're going to come out and prepare for that opponent, get better at practice, make sure we go in and do a good job. You know, we're young now in the backfield with Susan Gunner with the injury. Played two sophomores in the backfield on Friday night, and they're going to go do it again, and just really like the way they perform. So anytime at this time of level where you want to keep playing and, you know, win to keep moving, you got to take care of the football, play good defense. I think you do those things, you got a chance.
First-round playoff matchup for Perry LeCompton. They're on the road at Bishop Ward this week, taking on the 6-2 Cyclones. Coach, it's been fun throughout the course of the year. Thank you so much for joining us each and every week. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Hey, I've enjoyed having a chance to talk football during the year, and appreciate your guys' time.